nomás dormí lo que esconde. Yo te doy. Lilo.
Can you play with your police car?
Yes. You have a go. It's exciting.
You'd like me to have a go because it's very exciting.
Yeah. That's lovely, mommy.
It is lovely, yes. How are you today?
If you don't laugh.
You're right. I'm laughing. Right, let's get you changed.
You're Mr. Devil.
Pardon?
Mr. Devil.
Mr. Devil?
Yeah.
Are you a little devil?
You're a bit of a devil, Mummy.
A bit of a devil? Oh. You're telling me I'm a bit of a devil?
Yes.
Oh. Never mind.
What did you climb up there for?
Oh, I was naughty. I climbed up there because I had to put the microphone somewhere. And you know when we used to have that big cupboard there?
Yeah.
The microphone used to stand on top of it, and now we haven't got the cupboard. It's not easy finding somewhere to put the microphone.
It's Miss Riley's.
Yes, the cupboard's on to Sister Riley's house.
What about that?
Oh no, we're not getting rid of that. That's when we're washed dressing. We need that, don't we, for all our pots and plates, cups and saucers and things.
And tea.
And tea, yes, there's a teapot and a coffee pot up there as well.
And tomato sauce too.
And tomato sauce. Don't think we've got bottles of tomato sauce in the Welsh dress at all.
Yes,
I don't think so. Could we just put the police car down a minute, please? Let's just put it down when I get you.
No, that's the sword. You'll break it.
Oh, I put it on the Welsh dress and you're telling me I'm for putting it on the wood. Because I'll break it.
You're a smelly woman breaking my place.
I haven't broken your police car, Thomas. You calling me a silly woman?
Yes.
So you've dropped it now.
Oh,
no, I can't get it.
No,
I can't get it back.
Please.
Now. I can't get it back.
No,
it's gone down the back.
No, not going around the back. No, it's fine.
Well, you must lie still while I go and get it. No, I tell you off for running your cars along the wood, don't I? Because I say you'll damage it.
Powder. Oh, yeah,
what powder. You're holding
look,
the powder. Three,
six.
But I wasn't
look,
actually...
smoke coming out.
Smoke? Oh, it's just the talcum powder, isn't it, when you squeeze the bottle. I wasn't running the police car along the wood, Thomas. I was just sitting it on the wood. And you told me off for climbing up. But I was just climbing up, really, so that I could put the microphone up there. But I slipped, didn't I?
Okay, Mum says all right. You do something else, and I have done a poo. Or something that naughty. There's under this police car. There's under this police car, Mummy.
What's under the police car? I don't think there's anything under the police car, is there?
Yes, yeah, the wheels.
Oh, wheels?
Just sit up. There's the wheels.
Shall we put this jumper on?
No.
We'll put your vest on. We'll put this nice clean vest on. And then we'll put a jumper on top. How does that seem? Don't touch your nappy with your hand. You feel nice and warm.
Flash! You said, what's that?
What's that?
It's a police car coming.
Oh, it's a police car coming. Lilo. Was it the lights flashing?
Yes.
You're going to break it the number of times you've dropped it this morning.
Yes. Dropped it this morning.
You keep dropping it, don't you?
Yes.
Where did you get the police car from?
Reverend Tim.
Reverend Tim. So it was from Isabel's birthday party, wasn't it?
Reverend Tim's birthday party. Yeah. What?
Right, let's put your nice jumper on. Keep you warm. How's that?
Where's my police car?
Well, you dropped it yet again on the floor, haven't you, Madam?
You'll pick it up.
What'd you say?
Yes, please.
That's better.
Yeah. Let you say, what's that?
What's that, Thomas?
Not anything.
It's nothing. It's not anything.
It's a police car.
It's a police car, isn't it? And what do police cars look for?
Naughty boys.
Naughty boys. I suppose it could be naughty girls as well, couldn't it? Naughty boys and girls.
Naughty boys, naughty. Up in the sky. Like Harold the helicopter.
It's up in the sky like Harold the helicopter.
I can't see all of that so much. Flying up me. Oh, lovely.
There you are. How's that? You were a good boy yesterday. You used your potty an awful lot, didn't you?
You say, what's that?
What's that, Thomas?
It's not anything.
There's no point me saying, what's that then, if there's nothing there, is there?
You say something. You say something.
What am I supposed to see? Oh, well, I can see a police car on top of your head. What's that? What's that?
It's a police car.
Is it?
Nina, Nina.
Shh.
It's a police lorry.
A police Shh. Lorry? What do police lorries have inside? You think they might be carrying police dogs?
Yes.
They quite often see vans and it says police dogs on the back of the van. So you know what's inside, don't you then?
Yes. Police lorry.
Is that the noise it's making?
Yes.
If it's got dogs inside of it, what do you think it might be doing?
It's going to the police station.
It's the police station?
Yes.
But there might be a sound inside that says woof, 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 woof.
Woof, woof.
If it's full of police dogs.
Police dogs. Dirty police dogs.
Pardon?
Dirty police dogs.
Dirty police dogs?
Yes.
Why are they dirty? They've been running across some fields.
Made up on the grass.
Oh, I hope not.
Put on your hair.
I hope not, Thomas. That wouldn't be very nice at all, would it?
Yes, it is.
Isn't it? I can't imagine a policeman letting a police dog do that.
Yes.
When we next go out and see a police van, we'll have to have a look on the back to see if it says police dogs. They often have different vans. They're different from police cars and they're different from the vans that pick up naughty people. They're smaller vans.
Well, big vans more like dirty dogs.
The police vans for dirty dogs, is it?
Yes.
The big police vans?
Yes. This is up at me, yeah. On the ground.
Listen, Thomas, sometimes though, policemen don't just pick up naughty boys.
No.
Well, they help people when they're in trouble. So they might well be collecting somebody who's not been naughty for one reason or another.
Naughty, in this house. Yeah. No police van out here today.
No, there's no police van out here today. But sometimes if you've had, say, somebody naughty's broken into your house and stolen something, the police car might come to your house, but you've not been naughty.
Police lorry, take your big dad lorry and take your car out of the slug. Someone's slipped in the slug, little big dad lorry and slipped him away.
Oh, if a car slipped on a slug, a big police lorry might come and take them away.
Yes.
I don't think cars are likely to slip on slugs, are they? You silly billy.
Because someone slipped on a slug out there, please lorry, take them away.
Well, it's possible if you're walking on the pavement and you slipped on a slug and you were hurt, if a policeman was passing in his car, he might very well pick you up in his car and take you to the hospital so that you could see the doctor.
Are you slipping the slug?
Well, I don't think I've slipped on the slug, no.
you slip in the slug, the police lorry will take you away in the police lorry. Right down on the station.
Well, if you say so, Thomas, which I doubt very much whether that would happen. I don't know.
Daddy's going to slip in the slug and make a bed and I'll take him away in my house.
Anyway, so if you get lost, if ever you got lost from Mummy and you saw a policeman, that would be a really good person to go to.
Yeah.
And say, I've lost my Mummy. And they might want to know your name and you'd have to tell them your name. What's your name? Where do you live? Say it again. No, not 75.
Right.
That's right. But you've got to be careful who you give your name and address to. Yes. It's a policeman. You could tell a policeman if you were lost. But usually, Thomas, you've got to get to know people a little bit better before you start telling them your name and where you live.
Yes.
But if ever you were lost, you could always go to a policeman and tell him, couldn't you? Hello. Please bring my Mummy. And get her to come to the police station and pick me up. You could say that, couldn't you? And if they asked you how old you were, what would you tell them? Yes. And if they said, and how old are you, Thomas? What would you say? Yes. And how old are you? That's who are you? How old are you? Are you two or are you three?
I'm three.
You're not three yet. When are you three?
I go to school.
You go to school. When are you three, Thomas?
At your children's party.
At your children's party you'll be three, won't you? You'll be three in April. Three on the 3rd of April. Won't you?
Grandline.
The police car's flying there.
Can climb.
Police have helicopters, Thomas. You know, sometimes the police helicopter wakes you up at night when it roars overhead. It's like Harold the helicopter, isn't it?
Hey, what are you doing that up there?
Well, it might be looking for naughty boys.
Eh?
Or sometimes, if there's been an accident, the police helicopter stands overhead and flushes a light down so that they've got some light. So that the people rescuing the people that are hurt can see what they're doing.
Yes. I need a torch and maybe they could go down by your tummy and Mummy.
Well, if a big crocodile bit my tummy, I'd be quite glad to see a policeman.
Yes.
I'm going to sit down and
put some torch. Mummy, you're back in the closet, eh? Okay, this is you and my big lorry. Thank you, I'm better. Pick him.
You're better now, are you? After the crocodile bit in your tummy. Let's just put your slippers on, please, Thomas.
Yeah, I see that. This police car's told a story.
The police car's telling a story? Well, the police car's told a story. What did you say?
Toby.
Who's got a friend called Toby? I can't hear what you're saying. Please don't.
Thomas the Tank Engine character's got Toby on a wall.
Thomas the Tank Engine character's got Toby.
On the wall.
Toby on a wall? Why is Toby on a wall?
I've been watering and I'm the wall breaking up. I go over that water, rocks are doomed.
I'm really not sure what you're telling me there, Thomas.
I go over the water, rocks are doomed.
Sorry, darling, I really can't tell. I'm sure I'm being thick, because I don't know what you're telling me. Let's just put that out there, shall we?
That's my poo.
Well, it's a dirty nappy, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, we'll just pop it outside there. I'm going to take it to the dustbin in a moment. I'm going to wash my hands now and I'll give you a wash.
I don't need a wash.
Yes, you do. You just had your breakfast you've got. You've had. What have you had at breakfast today? What did you finish your breakfast with?
No.
What have you just eaten on that bowl?
Raspberries.
You've had an apple. You've had cereal. You've had an apple. And you've had a bowl of raspberries. And some juice. Let's take these.
A pail.
I like your red socks.
Oh.
Oh dear. Is it a big effort?
No, it's a dirty effort.
It's a dirty effort. Yeah. There's a nasty scratch on your chin. What's happened?
Not anything.
Not anything? Nothing's happened?
No. Thanks. Firefighter Sam, your firefighter mummy.
I'm firefighter mummy and you're firefighter Sam.
You're firefighter Morris.
I'm firefighter Morris, am I?
I'm firefighter Sam.
Well, I understand that firefighter Morris is a lady, so I'm quite happy about that.
I'm firefighter Sam.
Are you?
That is firefighter Creddington. No, he don't.
Right, one more rinse of your hands and then we'll wipe them dry with a towel.
Fireman Sam's lucky.
Fireman Sam's lucky, why?
No, it's putting the fire out.
He's a very clever fireman.
Yes.
It took me a long time to work out what Fireman Sam's song said at the end. But it ends with the line, Sam is the hero next door.
Yeah.
Do you know what a hero is, Thomas?
Yeah.
What's a hero?
Fireman's
the hero next door. A hero is somebody who does really good things. Heroic things. It's a long word, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's it
for?
Say Purdy went outside now.
Yeah.
And she got stuck in the mud. And you rescued her. You pulled her out and saved her. You'd be a hero.
Fireman Sam.
You'd be a hero, wouldn't you?
Fireman Sam pulled her out. Yes. The tree. Out of the slug.
Well, Fireman Sam put Auntie Mabel's chipmunk fire out.
Yeah.
And he rescued her from the locked cupboard.
Yeah. What do I have something here for?
Because I've got something to show you, that's why you're sitting there.
And that round box.
Is that why you said what
am I sitting that here tail. For? You'll be out of Mabel, you'll cry, you're out of Mabel, not now.
You want me to cry?
Yeah.
Why?
Not now.
Not now?
You'll be out of Mabel, you'll cry, and just later. Not now. You cry now.
Why am I crying?
No, wallpaper man.
What did you say about wallpaper?
Wallpaper man shut.
The wallpaper man shut?
Yeah, I'm paper man.
You're a paper man, are you?
Yeah, no, I've never. It's shut. Shut, Mummy. Auntie Mabel. What's that?
It's a box.
It's Thomas the Tank.
It's Thomas the Tank Engine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just let me stop that tap dripping. That's annoying.
Where did it come from?
It's a present. Let's open it.
Yeah, it's what's inside.
Well, this is called fuzzy felt. And when Mummy was a little girl,
yeah.
I used to have fuzzy felt, but they changed the shape of the box because the boxes used to be a lot longer than this. Once we open it, I think I'll get a pair of scissors. I'll show you what we can do with it.
Okay. Just open that one, Peppermint.
think at Grandma's when we still got some fuzzy felts. We've got a farmyard one. I think a circus. I can't remember. I used to have a lot of them. But certainly this looks a nice one.
Wait a minute. Oh.
What does it say on the box? A favourite since 1950. Just a minute.
Look, Gordon.
You can see Gordon, can you?
Yeah.
Well, I think on the side of the box it shows you what's inside, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Shall we open it and have a look?
Yes. Look, look.
Look, look, what's inside? Hello.
Ease.
Ah, look at
that.
Ah. Oh, there's even a storage box to keep things felts in. And that's different as well. It comes in a big sheet now.
It's Gordon.
Yes. Now, what you do, Thomas, that...
No, sorry.
That is the board, and you can take these felt pieces off and stick them on there and make a picture.
Yeah.
So what shall we take off first?
Gordon.
Gordon? Right, well, let's take Gordon off then. Gordon's number four, isn't he?
Yeah.
Somehow the felt doesn't seem quite so
I need to hold it. Hold him.
That's it. You put it on there and look, when you tip it up, it doesn't come off.
No.
You can move it around.
Like this.
Well, yes, you can move the board around, or you can move the picture around. Look, if you suddenly want Gordon there, you can have Gordon there. You can pick him up and move him around. It's a little bit like the stickers that we were playing with the other day, isn't it? Right, now what would you like to put on the picture as well as Gordon?
James.
I'll take James. Just a minute, we need to pull him off.
My Gordon.
That's James.
Yes. I need to do it.
Oh, you don't know, you don't lick it, darling. You just put it straight on the board. Don't lick it.
I need a Gordon.
Near Gordon? Yeah. You're putting the two trains together? Near one another? Next to one another? No, it's felt. You don't need to lick it. They just stick automatically. Right, what else have we got?
I need lots of trucks.
Two trucks? What are the trucks called?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I was going to say Toby, but that's Toby, isn't it? Number seven. I don't know what these two trucks are called. They don't have any numbers on them.
No.
I don't think it tells us on the box. I'll have a quick look. But... No, it doesn't tell us, Thomas.
Look anymore. Oh! Oh, two! Here. I look at Harold the helicopter.
Harold the helicopter? That's Harold there.
Oh, that's Harold. I take him off. It's heavy. It's hard work. Oh.
It's heavy, it's hard work. You're pulling him from the main piece of felt, aren't you? Was that hard work, getting him off?
Oh, I've done it!
You have done it. Well done, Thomas. You've done it. Now look, in the sky we could have some clouds with Harold. We could either have these little clouds as being in the sky with Harold, or we could pretend it's smoke coming from the steam engine, couldn't we? Like that. What do you think it looks better as? A steam from the steam engine or clouds in the sky with Harold?
Clouds in the Harold!
Clouds in the sky with Harold.
Alright. Little thing I can use 94. Taking off.
Oh. Who are you taking off now?
Don't go. Tracy Cankin, he wants Gordon to the tank engine.
Oh, you're telling Gordon that Thomas the Tank Engine's here. That's quite funny, really, because it's a very big picture of Gordon, but Thomas, it's not so large, is it?
Gordon's large and Gordon's little.
That's right, Gordon's large and Thomas is little. Clever boy, that's a good boy.
Thanks. and Annabelle and Clarabelle.
Annie and Clarabelle. That's right. That is good. Now you see, when we put the two coaches, Annie and Clarabelle, on the back of Thomas, he is actually a longer train than Gordon. I can't get my words out. Do you know what I mean, Thomas?
No, I haven't.
You haven't a clue?
No.
No, I haven't either. Silly mummy.
Silly mummy. Silly Thomas.
It's a pity they didn't come with two different boards, isn't it? Because one board isn't really big enough for all these things. That's why I think they give you this, you see. This nice tray.
Take Douglas off.
Oh, Douglas? Yeah. No, I think Douglas and Donald and Douglas are the black or the grey engines, aren't they? Numbers 9 and 10. Who's number 8? This is number 8. Is that Henry?
No.
Or Percy?
That's say there.
Oh, well, who's this one then?
Douglas.
No, I don't think it's Douglas. I can't see one of Douglas. Oh, do you know who that one is? The orange one?
Yeah.
Who is it?
No.
Trevor the traction engine.
Yeah. And this clown.
Oh, is it Trevor the traction engine?
Yeah.
I'm not sure actually. Because now I'm wondering who that one is. Because that looks like a traction engine as well.
Yes, it is.
This looks like the tractor. Is it Trevor the tractor?
I don't know Trevor the tractor.
Well, we'll have to get the book out and have a look, won't we?
Yes. Oh, no fire engine.
No, there's no fire engine on Thomas the Tank Engine. So we've got to find out which one's Trevor, haven't we?
That's Top
Control. The Fat Control, yes, the top and hat.
Stop.
The top and hat.
Stop.
Is that what he's saying? Stop.
Stop, Thomas the Tank Engine. Stop. Stop, Logan. Stop, James. Stop, everybody.
He's telling them all to stop, is he?
Stop, Google. Stop, Thomas. Stop. Stop owls, stop trucks, stop clouds, stop everyone.
Oh, the board's getting a little bit crowded. Would you like to put some things in here?
Yeah.
Shall we put all the trains in that big blue compartment?
Yeah.
Just the trains in that one, that's right.
Please.
Yes. And then we could put...
Clouds!
Well, we could put the clouds in one of the smaller compartments, couldn't we?
Yes, we could put the clouds
in this one, and then we could put the fat controller in another one because there are some more people.
There's
the fat controller. Shall we put him in this one here?
Yeah. Now, goggles in here.
Yeah, the trains.
No,
that's a nice one of James, isn't it? Number 5. That's nice, isn't it? Now we've still got plenty more things on here that we can make a picture of. What have we got?
I don't know. Bertie the bus.
Bertie the bus. Well, let's put Bertie on here. We'll put them on here first, and then we'll put them into the compartment.
No, I'll put them in the compartment now.
In the compartment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get it near me.
Get it near you. I'll move it closer. You must be careful ripping them off, Thomas. You're going to break them. It's a tunnel or a bridge, isn't it?
It's a tunnel.
Just a minute. We need to get some scissors because the felt hasn't come away from that one properly. Before you rip them off, if it's stuck, just ask Mummy to help you and we'll get the scissors. piece of felt. Now gently, Thomas, you're going to break it. Gently, darling. Just pull them up one at a time. That's it. What do you think that is, Thomas?
I think this is Douglas the engine. Pulling off.
No, but you're going to break it. You're going to pull it off like that, darling, now.
Yes.
There we are. What do you think that is? Grass?
I think it's Thomas the Tank Engine's feet.
There are even some trees, aren't there? Would you like to put the trees in with the clouds?
No.
Or in that compartment?
In that compartment.
Compartment?
No, compartment.
It just means a section of the box. The box is divided up into different sections, isn't it?
Oh, come on. Smaller boxes. Put it back.
Anyway, you've got a bridge and a station. If you put the grass with the clouds, and when you come to make a picture, you'll know where everything is, won't you? Yeah. If you have all the people in one and all the trains in another. Look, Katrina. Right. Now, this, you know who this is, don't you?
Yeah, Toby.
It's Toby.
Not on a wall. It's not on a wall.
He's not on a wall, no. Have you seen a picture or a story about Toby on the wall?
No.
Which is, you keep mentioning it this morning. Another cloud there, look. That's right, now what have we got?
Another Dr. Jobler.
Another Fat Controller, which is like a little boy. It looks like a schoolboy. He's got his school tie on and his school cap. We could put him in the compartment with the Fat Controller, couldn't we?
Okay.
He must be a little boy. Do you think he's either waiting for a train or he's...
waiting... Gordon.
He's waiting for Gordon. Is he on his way to school?
Hop in.
There you are. Do you want to hop in? Did you say?
Hop in.
Hop in. There you are. That's right. You can do it on the picture, can't you?
And thanks.
Who is this? This is a little boy, isn't it? Waiting at the station, or is that a little girl?
This is a girl boy. And this is Whoosh Brown Fly.
Pardon?
Whoosh Brown Fly.
Whoosh your fly? What do you mean?
Whoosh my fly.
Well, look, there's a scene there with some houses and a footpath and a tree. You going to put that in with the trees and the clouds?
Thanks.
Oh, now who's this one?
Mama.
Is this called Duck? There is an engine called Duck, isn't there? Oh, number six. Who's number six?
Percy's.
Number six, Percy. Who's Henry then?
I can't see Henry.
Can't you?
No, I haven't seen him.
I haven't seen Henry. I think we need to just take the scissors to that one, Thomas. Don't try ripping it, that's it. I think that's it now for trains. We've got, look, some more people, haven't we?
Yeah, that's really cool though.
Look at all these people.
Look, that lady's little girl's waiting. Yeah. James.
A little girl's waiting for James. That looks like a guard. He's got a blue uniform, hasn't he? And there's a lady and man and two little girls in nice dresses. What else there is?
Yeah.
What's that?
Loads
of those.
Bar lambs.
That's right, bar lambs. They're sheep, aren't they, in the fields?
Sheep.
And there's a little gate there, a little fence. Two gates.
Two gates.
Right, there's some more things left to pull off. What's this? Is this a signal?
Yes, it is. But it's a
signal. Signal. There's another cloud.
Thanks. This is the tail.
And another cloud there, look.
That's the tail. That box is the tail.
The tail?
No, till.
Oh, the till. The box is a till. I see. Like a supermarket till. A till in a shop.
It's a till.
Right. That's why you need to divide things, don't you? No, don't pull like that there. That's it. Just gently. Gently, otherwise they're going to all get screwed up. Right, I think those must be pieces of grass, or perhaps if we put them all together it looks like a forest. Trees, it's just
that's something label.
Oh look, you can see that in the distance, can't you? A track and some tunnel.
You're
Auntie
Mabel. Thank you, Auntie Mabel.
That's quite all right. And who are you?
I said I'm making cottage cheese.
I think that's it now. I think that's all just empty. Are you tired? Are you yawning?
Yeah.
You are tired, really, aren't you? There we are. We don't need that now, really, do we?
Yeah.
Well, you could look through it, I suppose. You could wear it as a silly mask. It's just what we're left with now is a piece of felt that we've pushed. That's right, we've pushed all the pieces. The pieces of felt that are characters from Thomas the Tank Engine, we've pushed those through, and we're left with the piece of felt that looks like this.
Oh, I finished!
You finished? Well, shall we make a picture with it now?
Oh, no, I need to dig a more, look.
Oh, no, I don't think, they're quite gentle, Thomas. I think if you start
scooping them up. I need a big digger.
No, if you start scooping them up with a digger, it's going to ruin them. They've got to be kept flat so they'll stick to the felt.
I need a digger.
It's called a fuzzy felt, Thomas. When Nana and Randy are around, you have to tell them that you've got a fuzzy felt.
No, I need a digger. Big digger.
Do you? Oh, you've took them all out now.
I need a big digger.
Do you? Just a second.
It's in the bottom drawer.
It's in the bottom drawer, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, which one?
I need a fire engine. I need a digger pushing me away.
It's in the small one, is it, with the fire engine? Is it at the right hand side?
Yeah.
It's the box at the right hand side. Look at that. I was just checking that we'd got everything we needed. There you are. That makes a lovely mask, doesn't it?
I fell down the floor.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't need a mask. I find. I'm not having my lunch yet.
You don't need a mask, you throw this on the floor because you're fine. There you are.
Give me a mask. And give me a diggy bulb, look.
You mustn't squash them in, Thomas. No, if you start squashing them, we've got to do something else. Because it's really to make a picture with, isn't it?
You want me?
Do you know what's happened? Can you see all the bits of fluff from our jumper have landed on the pad?
Clever digger man.
He's a clever digger man, isn't he? Who's going through the tunnel?
Gordon.
And what's he saying when he's going through the tunnel?
Boo boo.
Boo boo. Is that what he's saying? Do you enjoy looking at that?
Yeah.
The digger man's very hard at work, isn't he?
Yeah. Lots of things. lots of things on your things.
Pardon?
Lots of things on there.
There are a lot of things, aren't there? I've just been to get the top of the tank engine box.
Yeah.
Because I thought we could have a look through and see. Check that we know what all these characters are. Because we're a bit unsure, aren't we, about something?
No, Douglas.
No, I don't think there's Douglas there. Just be careful, Thomas. You mustn't damage them.
I'm working in my shop.
You're working in your shop?
No, right. Your shop. That's Henry.
Right, number three is Henry, so shall we make a note? Number one is Thomas.
And it's on here.
We can't write on the book. I don't know who number two is. Number three is Henry.
Next one is called fire engine.
Number four is Gordon. Then we've got Harold the helicopter, haven't we? And
what have we got?
We've got Toby there. Toby's number seven, isn't he?
Which fire is the fire engine?
Is James number five? Oh yes, there are some fire engines on one of the pages. Ah, Terence. Terence the tractor.
Where's the fire engine?
So, Thomas, this orange one here, look. Where's the orange one? This, look, matches that picture. That's Terence the tractor. Okay?
Where's the fire engine?
Where's the fire engine? We'll come to that page in a minute, won't we? Which engine's number two, do you know?
Oh!
Might be Edward number two.
Edward.
Yes, but oh, Percy is number six. Toby's seven.
Oh, he's a fire engine.
Oh,
a fire.
Yes, that's a picture with a fire engine on it.
On fire. Just a bit. Look at that fire. Gordon frightened.
Why is Gordon frightened?
We have a fire.
It says there's a fire on the line. How many firemen can you see?
Lots.
Lots. How many? Count them.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Four. 1, 2, 3, just four. Oh, we've got Bertie the bus, haven't we? Just be careful with these now. Have you finished with those?
No, I'm not.
Well, let's just move them over there, Tommy. They're trying to find the floor, aren't they?
Look, fire. A fire's on the line.
Yes.
Fireman Sam is taking it away.
What's Fireman Sam doing?
Taking it away.
Putting it out, you mean?
Water. Fire's on the line, Fireman Sam. Gordon's frightened.
Gordon's frightened?
Yeah. Gordon says, help!
Is there help? I bet he does.
Look, what's this one called?
Right, now we've discovered that number eight is Duck. There is an engine called Duck. Number nine is Donald. And what's number 10 called?
Gordon.
No, this one. The twins. Do you remember? Donald and?
Twins.
Tom and Donald and twins. Douglas. Ah, Edward is number two. So we've got Thomas, Edward, Henry, Gordon, James, Percy, Toby, Duck, Donald and Douglas.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. But there's still some more characters in there that we don't recognise. They might be in a different book.
No.
Right, shall we go back to the one with the fire engine?
Yeah.
There we are.
Yeah, so what's a fire mean? It's almost question on fire, says this. Kind of sounding on his own.
Just going to have another look at them now. That's number five. That's six.
No, that's no, four. Nina. No, 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 no flashing lights.
No flashing lights?
No.
No, well, I think the flashing lights, Thomas, are probably as the fire engine is approaching the fire. But once he's got to the fire, there's no need to have flashing lights. Right, I think we've pretty much sorted this now, don't you?
Fire's not out. Fire's not out.
Is it not?
No. Never mind.
Never mind.
Before that's a window cleaner.
Where's the window cleaner? Oh, yes, it says, who does this van belong to? And it has a ladder and some buckets and a cloth on top, so we presume it's a window cleaner, don't we? Right, we've got number one, Thomas, with Clary and Annabelle. We haven't got two, Edward, or three, Henry. We've got four, Gordon, five, James, six, Percy, seven, Toby, and eight, Doug. And we haven't got nine or ten, Douglas and Donald, Donald and Douglas. We've got Harold the helicopter.
A big Harold is a transporter.
Pardon?
Transporter, a big lorry.
Oh, transporter. Yes, car transporter. Harold the helicopter, Terence the tractor, Bertie the bus, Annie and Clarabelle the coaches, and then we're left with these three. Those must just be trucks. They haven't got a number, so perhaps they haven't got a name. And this, I think, is the traction engine, but I don't know its name. So we'll have to look out, Thomas. If you see a picture with those on, you need to...
Bananas! Yummy, yummy!
Bananas! It says, what kinds of fruit is the fruit lorry collecting? Well, you've just told us, haven't you?
Some green apples.
Green apples?
Yeah.
Mm, that sounds nice. Isn't it?
Where's my fingers gone?
Is your fingers gone? Are they hiding?
Yeah.
Where are they hiding?
Under the book.
Under the book? It's a funny place to hide, isn't it?
You see Thomas's arms.
You see Thomas's arms?
Yeah. Not Thomas's fingers.
Right, but not Thomas's fingers. I see. Thomas, you sound a bit snuffly today. Oh, and don't start sniffing on the bird. Have you got a cold, darling?
Because this thing is here.
Where?
There.
Where?
There.
Where?
There.
There?
Yeah.
Ah, right.
There's fire in here.
See an ice cream van? Oh yes. Well, that's a picture of the seaside, isn't it? People often eat ice creams at the seaside.
I do ice cream now in your home now, Mummy.
You want an ice cream in my home, do you?
Yeah.
Well, you just had your breakfast, Thomas.
No ice cream. Ice cream!
I don't think so.
Please.
No, I know you've asked nicely, but no, it's too
please.
Close to breakfast. It's not a very warm day anyway, is it?
Oh, I need a fire.
You need the fire on to warm yourself up?
Silly fire engine. No, who's, silly fire.
Who's this coming now?
Mama. Forget Daddy.
Forget Daddy.
Silly tornado. Taking up this wind, this riding, and then there's Thomas. There's a kite.
Is the digger riding over the page? Now, Thomas, it looks like the Thomas the Tank Engine characters are at the zoo. It says this animal likes wallowing in the mud. What is its name?
Hippo.
That's right, it's a hippopotamus, it's a hippo. Do you remember when we went in to see a lady do that video? We were looking at the wallpaper border and we could see tigers and elephants. And we saw a hippo, didn't we, hiding? I think it had pandas on it as well. Do you remember that wallpaper?
Yeah, what for?
And it's just to make the room look pretty, isn't it?
Yeah, your tummy saw. What's that along there?
It says, what is the stripy animal Thomas can see in the shed? What is it?
A tiger.
A tiger. What tall animal is James carrying?
A
giraffe. This is the king of the jungle. What animal is it?
A lion.
What animal likes to eat bamboo shoots?
big bear.
A big bear. It's called a panda.
A panda likes shoots.
It likes shoots, yes. Black and white bear called a panda. What's that animal sitting on Bertie the bus's radiator?
It's a monkey.
It is a monkey. Who's hiding in the water?
A crocodile.
A crocodile. This bird likes ice and snow. What is it?
Pingu.
Pingu. It's a penguin. You watch Pingu on television, don't you?
Big elephant.
Henry found this animal in his tunnel. What is it? You're quite right. It's a big elephant. And this animal likes climbing trees. What's this?
The big bear.
A big bear. A bit of sun shining. That's nice, isn't it? Ooh, and there's all sorts of shapes here. What shapes are the cases on the platform?
They're
rectangle. Bertie the bus is passing a road sign. What shape is it?
No.
You know that shape.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a triangle.
It is a triangle, you're quite right. What shapes does Percy see in the sky?
Clouds
and
stars,
star shape. Thomas's wheels are round like a circle. How many other circles can you see?
I don't know.
What else is round on the picture of Thomas?
I don't know.
His face. And his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And his lights. And his buffers.
What buffers?
Well, those are his buffers. Would you like to look at a different page now?
No. I need to take a tunnel.
You want to make a tunnel of it? Like that?
Yes.
I don't think it's going to stand up very well, do you? There. No, it won't stand very well. How's that? Oops! Well, shall we put the fuzzy felt box at once? This is silly, love. Thomas! You do her at what a silly laugh. What are you doing? You're going to get all giddy.
You need to look on it.
No, I need to look at this because I want to read what it says.
No, I want to read that.
It's about a fuzzy felt. It says fuzzy felt has always been a firm favourite with young children.
I don't want to know what it's name.
Oh, I tell you what, this sounds very good. They've got books as well as boards.
I need the police car there.
You want the police car to go through the tunnel, do you?
Yeah.
You mustn't damage the book. How's that?
Damage the tunnel.
It looks like they do some books as well, Thomas, where they ask you to put things like 9 pigs and 10 birds on the page.
No, it's a fire engine. I need a big fire engine.
You need a big fire engine, do you?
Yeah.
You'd like to look at that now. I don't think the fire engine will go through the tunnel, Thomas. That's really too large.
It's not too large, it's fine.
Is it fine?
Okay.
Whatever. What about Bertie the bus? He would fit nicely through the tunnel, wouldn't he?
And he's frightening. No, that's a fire service. Oh, it's too large.
It's too large?
No.
I thought Bertie the bus fitted in there quite nicely, Thomas.
Oh, it's too large.
Oh, the fire engine's too large. Yes, of course it is.
Oh. I need a ladder. Look, it's not too large. Here it is. Here's a ladder.
Yes, what do you want the ladder for?
Make it nice. Up. It's up. So I'm going to go down his deck. And he'll put his ladder down. Tim. And it's silly engine. And it's... reading and reading. Soon, says I'm sitting there and going away. I'm going. This is broken. This is. I need a ladder to make it better.
You need it, it's broken, but you need a ladder to make it better.
We emergency bus is broken. I'm sit down there. Help somebody. Help.
What do you need help for, Thomas?
Someone's stuck in the tree.
Who's stuck in the tree?
Mama says. Oh, it's not working.
I think the whole tunnel's collapsed, hasn't it now?
Yes.
Why don't we take the ladder from there and use it to wedge open the block there? And then we can pop it open at that side with this. Oh. It didn't quite work, did it?
No. That's a fire engine.
That's better. The fire engine's gone through with no problems at all this time. Hip hip hooray! Hallelujah!
Don't hit his lighter!
Hallelujah!
Don't hit his lighter!
Hallelujah!
Don't hit his
hooray!
Hooray! Poop. Oh, it's not work! Oh, it's broken! Oh,
dear, dear.
You'll mend it.
Why is it broken? Whereabouts?
There.
Where?
There, that's the really red is broken. You'll fix it.
You'd like me to fix it? Please?
Please?
Well, the fireman's not even sitting in the engine. Do you think he should be?
No, thanks. I'm not really fine sitting in there.
Okay, right, there's the roof. Not better.
I need a ladder too. That is not a fireman. I need a tunnel. And you'll put a ridge there. Put a ladder there, Mama.
Okay, do you think it will go through the tunnel with the ladders on as well?
Yeah.
Only just, it's a tight fit. What will happen if the fire engine gets stuck in the tunnel?
Not anything, no,
because the fire engine will be stuck. We'll have to go to another station to get another fire engine to shunt it along.
Not now, later.
Later.
It's coming out. Still safe. You're the fire engines. Hello, Demi. Hello, Fire Sam.
Hello, Fireman. How are you?
Fire Sam Thomas.
You're Fire Sam Thomas? Or Fireman Thomas?
Fireman Sam Thomas.
Fireman Sam Thomas. How are you, Fireman Sam Thomas?
I'm fine.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, I've got to go to work now, Fireman Sam Thomas.
Yeah.
Do you mind?
Have a lunch. Get the tip.
You don't mind at all, do you, really? Because you're going to have a nice day, aren't you, without me? Yes? You're going to have a good day, Thomas?
No, you'll see my fire, yeah?
Is the fireman asking me if I've seen the fire engine? Well, I haven't seen it round here. It was last stuck in the tunnel, Fireman. I'd look in the tunnel if I were you.
His engine's here.
Well, he's found it, has he?
Yes. On my hook today.
Excuse me. Pardon?
It's fallen on the floor.
It's oxygen tank. Is that fallen on the floor?
Yes.
It's spilt. It's fallen onto the floor. It's got stuck in the tunnel.
It's not spilt. Fine. Put it on your hold it.
You want me to hold it? I thought you were going to try and dangle it on my ear like that, like an earring. Does that look like a nice wooden earring?
No.
No. It's a wooden oxygen tank from the fire engine. And you can wear it. Oh, lovely. Look at that.
I look like Sister Riley, yeah.
You look like Sister Riley.
Let me see.
With big
wobble,
dangly...
Wobble,
wobble with big dangly earrings. I don't think Sister Riley wears big dangly earrings, does she?
Yes.
Does she?
Yes.
Oh, well, if you say so.
Why don't you just come out of the fire service? Yeah.
Is that the fire station where the fire engine sleeps? Like the engine shed?
Yeah.
The trains sleep in the engine shed, but fireman Sam's fire engine sleeps in the fire station.
I need the police car too!
Have you dropped it?
Yeah, no, I haven't.